Each state in the state transition diagram are seen on the rows of the ST. Events, on the other hand, are at the columns. Review the state from the state transition diagram and note the effect each event has for every given row and column intersection. If there are no effects noted on a specific event, mark the table entry with a symbol showing that nothing transpired. As mentioned earlier, this is sometimes called the null or invalid transition. If there is an effect noted, the table entry is labeled with the state the system transitions into, or new state, when the event transpires. If in case an output is produced from that transition, the output is shown in the same entry with the new state separated by the slash symbol. The example shown in Table 4.1 is the ST for Figure 4.1. Once an ST is complete, generating test cases to be used to test functionality by triggering state changes becomes simpler.